Dr. Keyser Beach said paracetamol can be taken for persons who are vaccinated and experience a fever with COVID-19. The CMO said the fever causes dehydration, weakness, and headaches, hence the need to intake more fluids.
Vaccinated persons have been tending, most of them, have been tending to get past this pretty easy, relatively easy. However, as with any illness, if you have a fever, you're going to want to use some sort of paracetamol, because once you have a fever, you're going to get dehydrated. And once you're dehydrated, you're going to feel dizzy, you're going to feel weak, you're going to have a headache. And once you are dehydrated, it's like a cycle, that fever is going to get higher. So we are urging persons, as you would normally do, your children, you know, you are sick, you have a flu, you're going to take your acetamol, your paracetamol, you're going to use it every 4 to 6 hours, and then every 8 hours. You're going to get your fluids going, you know, take those fluids, whether it's water, coconut water, you need to keep your fluids up. Try and avoid things like that, things that are too sweet, because those make you pass urine much faster. They're like a diuretic. So be careful about anything that's too sweet, and go with our good coconut water and so on. You want to clear your airways, because that, with the Omnicom especially, it's an upper airways. So you have a lot of congestion. So you can do your steaming, as people have been doing, old-fashioned Vicks and Buckley's, you know, you rub up, and so you clear your airways and you rest. As I said, try and keep your fluids up, try and keep the fever down, and get some rest. The protocols say that once you are fully vaccinated, you only need to isolate for 5 days. And once you have no symptoms, mainly a fever at the 5-day mark, you can leave isolation, but you continue to wear an N95 mask for at least another 5 days.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Keyser Beach. Regionally, Director of the Pan American Health Organization Dr. Grace Etienne said while 63% of people in Latin America and the Caribbean have now been vaccinated against COVID-19, coverage remains uneven, with 14 countries and territories immunizing 70% of their populations and the same number failing to reach even 40% coverage. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 32,645. Internationally, the World Health Organization's WHO Europe Director says the continent should soon enter a long period of tranquility in the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Hans Klutsch cited high vaccination rates at the end of the winter and the less severe nature of the Omicron variant. Meanwhile, a new study has warned that lockdowns aimed at curtailing the spread of COVID-19 in the United States, United Kingdom, and other European nations had little to no effect on deaths by the virus, but enormous economic and social costs. Against this background, the economists who conducted the study advised that such lockdowns should be rejected as a pandemic policy tool in the future. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.